The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. Jesus said to his disciples, "I tell you, unless your righteousness surpasses that of the scribes and the Pharisees, you will not enter into the kingdom of heaven. You have heard that it was said to your ancestors, 'You shall not kill,' and 'Whoever kills will be liable to judgment.' But I say to you, whoever is angry with his brother will be liable to judgment. And whoever says to his brother, 'Raca,' will be answerable to the Sanhedrin. And whoever says, 'You fool,' will be liable to fiery Gehenna. Therefore, if you bring your gift to the altar and there recall that your brother has anything against you, leave your gift there at the altar. Go first and be reconciled with your brother, and then come and offer your gift. Settle with your opponent quickly while on the way to court. Otherwise, your opponent will hand you over to the judge, and the judge will hand you over to the guard, and you will be thrown into prison. Amen, I say to you, you will not be released until you have paid the last penny." The Gospel of the Lord. So once again, good morning, brothers and sisters. Here's a gospel we just heard very recently, probably 3 weeks ago, maybe 4 weeks ago. But it's from the Sermon on the Mount, which means I could talk about this every single day. It's infinite. There's just that much in it. And so this morning, what I wanted to do was focus on a line that I didn't focus on last time that we talked about, this mysterious line. If you bring your gift to the altar and there recall that your brother has anything against you, leave your gift at the altar. Go first and be reconciled with your brother. What does that mean? And how does that apply to us? Okay. Well, Jesus is talking about sacrifice offered in the temple in Jerusalem, first of all. That's the context. Temple in Jerusalem, the place of reconciliation with God. And this is what would happen. You'd go into the temple and you'd get a sin offering. You'd buy something from a merchant, a sin offering prescribed by the law of Moses. Maybe it was a lamb, maybe it was a turtle dove, something like that. You present the sin offering to the priest, put your hand on the animal's head, and you'd confess your sin, and symbolically, your sin was transferred onto the animal, and then the animal was offered in the temple, and symbolically, this was your reconciliation with God. Okay, so now Jesus says something very odd. He says, in the middle of doing this, if you remember that your brother has anything against you, stop and walk out the door. And you stop and consider how broad that qualification is. It's not that you have something against your brother. If you remember that your brother has something against you, right? And this would have been a startling breach of liturgical propriety. Okay, so try to imagine, say, a lector's up here, they're doing the first reading. And in mid-sentence, they say, stop, wait a minute, be right back. Walk out. That's about, well, I don't know if anybody actually did this, okay? I'm not sure if Jesus actually meant this literally, but the shock is deliberate. And it's to show us an important point. And that is to say that to attempt to be reconciled with God without trying to be reconciled with one another is a waste of time. And it gets right to the point of the Sermon on the Mount. No merely external observance of the law is ever sufficient, right? So what are we supposed to do about this? Well, I think there's two things. First of all, I think we need to reassess in our minds how important our relationships with others are. Just because someone's taken offense at you or something that you've done or said doesn't mean that there was a reason for that offense, right? Not every time someone takes offense are they justified. Sometimes it's completely in their own head, obviously, okay? But how many times do we write it off? And we say to ourselves, oh, they're just too high-strung. That's all in their head. I think we need to stop and recognize the importance of the relationship, first of all. Even more important than if something has really actually been done wrong. And the second thing is we need to take actual, real, visible, concrete steps to reconcile. So, for example, if you've insulted somebody, you say that you're sorry. If there's a debt, you repay that debt if a relationship is strained, that you can make a concerted, visible effort to be kind or to be gentle. And if someone's completely misunderstood you and there was no intent for offense whatsoever, we can still bring ourselves to say these words, "I'm sorry, I didn't mean to hurt you." What does that do? It places the importance of the relationship first. And, you know, like St. John said in his letter, you can't love the God you don't see unless you love the neighbor who you do see. So we pluck up the courage, reach out our hand, and make a real effort to be reconciled with somebody else. Because Jesus has news for us here at the end of this gospel. If you don't deal with this on earth, you're gonna deal with this after death. Everybody in heaven gets along. Everybody buries the hatchet before they arrive there. I heard something really interesting not long ago. There's a little village in Scotland. It's called Crianlarich. And off the coast from this village is an island. And the locals say that back in the Middle Ages, when two people had a dispute, they didn't hire a lawyer. They exiled them to the island and didn't let them come back until they kissed and made up. Sometimes I think that God's going to take unreconciled enemies and he's going to make them roommates in purgatory, right? Until we all get along. So Lent is the time in which we strive to be reconciled with our Heavenly Father. Let's really do it and strive to be reconciled with one another as well. Amen.